You are listening to 漫画先生。
Yo, 皆さん、What's up? Hey, everybody, it's Manga Sensei, and today we're going to be going over Do. We've talked a little bit on this podcast about the Kodoasou. The Kodoasou. The Kodoasou is a tool that I use on the Manga Sensei podcast in the Manga Sensei 30-Day Challenge, free on the website again, to be able to express location of action, to be able to express area of information. It's a very useful tool. We have ko for things that are in the speaker. We have so for the listener. We have a for a third party or a separate entity. And then we have do, which usually indicates a question. However, today we're going to be focusing exclusively on do and diving a little bit more in depth into do and how we use it. That's because there's another word that is often used alongside do to express a very similar expression. But first, if you like this podcast, please consider giving me a 5-star rating and review on whatever platform you're using it on, as that 2 seconds really does go a long way to making this podcast significantly better. That being said, do is part of the Kodoasou, as I mentioned before. However, you will often hear it used alongside verbs, you will hear it alongside the copula, and you'll often hear it alongside a common phrases. And that's what we're going to review today. For example, if I asked you, how is your mother? お母さんはどうですか?お元気ですか?どうですか would be, how is your mother doing? どう is I'm inquiring as to the state of something or someone or the way of doing something. I'm basically making a question out of your mother. How is your mother? Now, if I wanted to ask how the coffee was, コーヒーはどうですか? どう is a long O sound. And we're going to have like, you know, how is the new apartment? 新しいアパートはどうですか? どう? If you're speaking informally, you can drop the desu ka and you can use the inflection of your voice. If I were to ask a friend how their girlfriend is doing, 君の彼女はどう? はどう? Just going up in my intonation. Now, you'll often hear this if you listen to things like Terrace House and etc. But on here, we're going to also focus on the secondary word. The polite form of do is a word called ikaga. So you'll hear when people are being very polite, ikaga desu ka? If I do not know you, but I know that your mother may not be well, from what I've heard, I can ask very politely how your mother is doing. Maybe she's sick. And I could be like, ah, お母様はいかがでしょうか? Ikaga. Ikaga and do are basically the same thing. They offer or suggest something, in the case of the dictionary, and I want to understand the hearer's mind on it. Now, when you use ikaga, make sure to use this just like any other polite word. If you are overly polite or using it in the wrong particular situation, it can be stratifying to the individual. We want to bring them up, not make them feel like they are farther away. That being said, we'll often see do alongside suru, as in the word どうして. どうして is literally doing what or what doing. However, it's often used as a why in Japanese. This is very similar to the interrogative なぜ. なぜ is a very frank why. Why did you do this? なぜ. We would more colloquially use things like どうして. どうしてですか? For example, if you go to Japan, you'll often be asked, or even here in the States or wherever you may be, why are you learning Japanese? なぜ日本語を勉強していますか? Is often said in the same exact way as どうして日本語を勉強していますか? どうして in this particular case is going to be just a slightly softer and more ambiguous why. Remember, ambiguity in Japanese is akin to politeness, and naze is significantly more direct. It's also a more direct translation, which is why you want to be careful. So, a couple of examples of what to use do. First one is, of course, どうですか? How is this? You'll go to a place to eat and they'll be like, ah, お店はどうでしたか? How was your food? And you can, of course, return with, ah, おいしいですよ, or 結構まずかったぜ, or, you know, whatever you would like to use in that particular situation. That being said, we also use どうして, why, or いかがですか, which is when you go to a store and they want to be very polite to you, or you're trying to be very polite and show someone a significant amount of respect. I hope that's helpful to you. I will join you next time here at Manga Sensei, where every day of the week anyway, I try to increase your knowledge of Japanese by sharing a unique grammar point upon the 30-day challenge as we move forward to Japanese fluency, which takes 10,000 mistakes. So until then, じゃあね。